Well, it is wonderful to be here.
在这边实在美好。
I always like to declare this is my home church away from Kansas City.
每次我都说这里是我离开 Kansas 市以外另外一个自己的教会。
I've been coming here every year for 18 years.
过去18年我每一年都来到你们当中。
So I'm a church member here.
我是这边的会员。
This is Ruben.He is one of our young, one of our main leaders, young leaders at IHOP.
他是在我们当中的是就下一代的一个主要的领袖。
He's a worship leader.
他是以是敬拜的主领。
He has leadership over a number of areas as well.
在同样有好几处地方他都是带领者。
He's a theologian.
他是一个神学家。
He's an entrepreneur.
他也是一个讲一个开创
的创业者。He's put it all together in one package. It's amazing.
这个人本身他就有这好几个元素在他身上。
And I like to say, and he's handsome.
而且我喜欢说他很英俊。
He's been at IHOP for 10 years.
他跟我们在一起已经十年了。
And so I'm wanting him to share along with me on some of the things that have happened in our midst since September.
所以我要跟他，希望他跟我一起来分享从九月以后在我们当中发生了什么事。
Most of you know.
绝大部分的人知道。
That 1,000 Chinese leaders came to IHOP for 4 days in September.
九月的时候呢，有一千位的华人家人来到 IHOP 当中。
And a number of you, how many of you from this congregation were a part of that? How many of you?
我们当中有多少人去的？
5 or 10, 20 of you, something like that.
九月有到
IHOP 当中。About 20 of you, yes.
差不多20多位。
And many of you saw the videos.
还有很多人你们在网上有看到这样的记录。
And the Lord really impacted and made a change in the IHOP community because of the what happened with these Chinese family members that came.
那因为华人家人来到我们当中，真的在我们当中产生了极大的影响力。
Well, we're going to share just a few observations and some challenges that we have in light of that.
那我就会在这个情况之下分享一下在我们当中所发生的事，还有我们所面临的一些挑战。
I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to Malachi chapter 4, the last book of the Bible, of the New Old Testament.
我们来看一下就是马拉基书的最后一章，最后一本书马拉基书。
Malachi chapter 4.
第四章。
Verse 5 and 6.
第四节。
Summarize it, yeah.
我们就把它这样简单的结录起来。
The very last prophetic declaration of the Old Testament.
旧约里面最后一个先知性的宣告。
The Lord said, I'm going to send the prophet Elijah to you.
他说我要把就是这个先知以利亚差派到你们当中。
And he will come before the second coming of Christ.
他说呢是在耶稣基督再来之前。
In verse 6,
第六节说
he's going to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children.
他要使父亲的心转向儿女。
And he's going to turn the hearts of the children to the fathers.
要把儿女的心转向父亲。
This is a most remarkable and significant prophetic declaration.
这是一个极具重要性的一个了不起的一个先知性预告。
That the Lord is actually, literally going to send the greatest prophet of the Old Testament back to earth with a mission for the end time church.
那神实实在在要真的要把这个旧约最伟大的先知以利亚拆回到末世来成就一些任务。
This is remarkable.
这是件很了不起的事。
He's sending Elijah again. This is like mind-blowing.
你没有办法想象，他居然再一次的把以利亚拆回到人这边来。
This is in context to the greatest prophetic move of the Holy Spirit in all of church history.
啊，在这个时候，他的背景是在末世，就是在圣灵最大最大在做工的时候。
You realize there's coming a great move of God of which the spirit of prophecy will be very prominent.
你要知道，在那个时候呢，神最大量的在动工，而且先知性的灵是非常非常的显出。
Dreams and visions, signs and wonders.
就是异梦异象，神迹奇事。
But in Malachi chapter 4 verse 6,
但是在就是在马拉基书第四章。
The Lord tells us one of the key reasons why he's sending this mightyprophetic movement.
但是这边神告诉我们说，他主要把这个人送来的原因是
，so that fathers would be captured by the Spirit and turn their heart to the children.
就是呢，父亲的心会被圣灵所捕获，他的心会转向儿女。
And that children would be captured by the Spirit and by being touched by the fathers, and they would turn their hearts back to the fathers.
那儿女们，他们同样被圣灵触动，然后被父神的心所感动，然后他的心转向自己的父亲。
This is remarkable that the great end time move of God, this is the purpose of it.
真的是令人难以想象，就是末世时候最重要的神的动工的目的居然是为了这个。
It's so significant God is sending Elijah back to make sure this happens.
就是神竟然把以利亚差遣回来，这是个非常重要的事。
There are many, many implications to this promise.
你光就了这个应许里面就有非常多的应用。
But we're just going to talk about a few of them very briefly.
但我们这边只是很短暂的讲几点。
God is going to turn spiritual fathers to spiritual children.
他会把属灵的父母转向属灵的儿女。
Now when it says fathers, it means fathers and mothers. Mature believers are going to turn their heart to the younger believers.
当我讲到父亲，其实就有父亲、母亲，意思说这些成熟的这些人，他会把他的心转向那些还年幼的。
So this is a call to women and to men that are mature in the kingdom.
所以这个呼召是针对基督教里面他所有的男士、女士。
And the Lord's going to cause them to see the younger believers.With the eyes that Jesus sees those younger believers with.
他会使这些人，他看到下一代的时候，他的眼光就像耶稣一样。
Our natural way of seeing things is just to, the issues that concern our own life and ministry.
按照我们天然的想法呢，我们看到的就只是关乎我个人事工的事情。
The Lord says that's not enough.
但神说这样不足够。
I want you to mature fathers and mothers. I want you to see more than your own life and ministry.
但神说这样不足够，我要你成为成熟的属灵父母亲，而且不是只看到。
I want you to see the value and the destiny of the young ones that I put around you.
我要你看到下一代他们的价值跟他们未来的呼召目标。
And when fathers and mothers, spiritual fathers and mothers see the value and destiny of the younger ones,
当他们看到年轻一代他们的价值跟他们的命定。
This awakens the heart of the younger believers.
这样子的就会造成下一代他的心会完全的苏醒。
And this connects the younger believers to the older believers. The generations are connected in a family spirit.
就会让下一代跟上一代在一个家庭的氛围里面，他们的心会连结在一起。
And this is a marvelous thing that the Holy Spirit is doing in the homecoming movement.
所以在一个回家的运动里面，这是圣灵做一个非常令人惊异的事情。
And so I could give many thoughts about how fathers should turn their hearts to the children.
我可以跟你们分享很多，就是父亲的心怎么样转向了孩子。
But I'll just give a couple little simple things.
但我先分享几个简单的东西。
Now, some of you that are 30 years old,
我们当中有些30多岁的。
The Lord wants you to be spiritual moms and dads to the 18 and the 12-year-olds.
实际上你们要转向12岁、18岁的人，像是父母一样。
So don't think you have to be 50 or 60 years old before you start doing this.
所以你不要想说你必须到50、60岁你才做这样的事。
I remember when I was in my early 20s, the Lord called me to be a pastor.
我记得我二十出头我就成为一个牧师。
I remember how surprised I was.
我记得当时我非常的惊讶。
Because I was looking for a spiritual father.
因为我正在寻找属灵的父
亲。To invest in me.
来他能够投资在我的身上。
And I had a lot of young people, 18 and 19 around me in my ministry.
在我的施工里面有很多18、19岁年轻的孩子。
I was only like 5 years older than them.
我大概只比他们年长5岁。
And the Lord says, you be a father to them.
神告诉我说你就成为他们的父亲。
I was actually disappointed.
我其实有点失望。
I don't want to be a father to them.
我不想成为他们的父亲。
I'm looking for a father.
我事实上正在找一个父亲。
And the Lord says, I will touch you greatly if you will begin to see who they are, invest in them.
神说如果当你看到他们真正的本质，然后像投资在他们身上，你就会大大的被我触摸。
So for the last 40 years,
所以在过去的40年，
I have called the 20 and 30 year olds, don't wait for someone to father you.Turn your heart to the 15 and the 18 year olds.
我就呼召那些二十三十岁的说，你不要等谁来成为你属灵的父亲，你就转向比你更年轻十五岁的人。
Yes, the Lord may provide older ones to invest in you, but don't wait on that before you start investing into others.
神告诉他们说，你不要等五十多岁人起来成为父亲，那是会发生，但你先投资在别人身上。
Well, a shift came into our family at IHOP.
在我们 IHOP 的家庭就有一个样转变发生。
It was by the Holy Spirit touching us.
是经由圣灵的触摸。
But it was also by the words and the testimonies of the Chinese leaders that came to, in our midst for these 4 days.
但也是在那四天当中，华人的家人到我们当中，他们的见证跟分享。
It was their words and their testimonies, but the Holy Spirit moving on them to shift IHOP into a different spirit.
华人家人的分享，他们的见证，加上圣灵的触摸，以至于我们整个家庭改变了。
And I'm encouraging our leaders
我在鼓励我们的领袖说
to take initiative. This is the key phrase.
重点就是你要主动。
Don't wait for permission.
你不要等到得到认可。
Just start taking initiative right now.
你现在就开始采取主动。
To express interest in other people.
来向别人表达你对他有兴趣。
Just a few words of interest will make a big difference in people's lives.
就简单的几句话让你知道说你对他有兴趣，那你就被改变。
Express a few words of honor.
就是来简单的表达一个尊荣。
And a few words of affection.
很简单的讲起就是你对他的一个感怀。
Everybody can express interest, honor, and affection to a couple people.
每个人都可以对几个人说一些感恩的话或者是带着感情的话。
Most believers don't stop to make those 10 and 20 second investments in other people.
大部分的信徒你没有好像稍微停下来花了15、20秒来这样投资在别人的身上。
Most believers think, well, nobody really cares. It doesn't really matter.
大部分人说反正也没人在乎
这无所谓。I'm preoccupied, I'm burdened.
而且我实在里面很多事情了。
And they just go through life just kind of not really seeing the people around them.
所以他每天这样生活呢他没有真的看到身旁的人。
That's very normal for that to happen.
这是很正常会发生的。
But if people take literally 20-30 seconds.
但你哪怕只是花20-30秒。
And notice the person right there.
然后就留意你对面的人。
Express.
向他表达。
With their words.
用你的话。
A little bit of interest.
就向他表达一点点的兴趣。
A little bit of honor.
有一点来尊荣。
And a little bit of affection.
然后带了一点点的感情。
30 seconds.
就30秒。
And if a whole company of people make that a lifestyle,
那如果这群所有的人就一起把它变成
一个生活形态 it will change the atmosphere of the entire body of Christ.
就会把这个地方它整个的好像属灵氛围都改变
Now being a spiritual father and mother is more than this, of course.
当然你身为属灵父母亲不光是这样而已
But this simple little commitment of everyone to take initiative to do these simple things
就是每一个人如果委身做这个很简单的这几件事
can change the entire environment of a spiritual family.
就能够完全改改变一个整个属灵家庭的氛围。
A lot of folks wait for the 10 most well-known leaders in their church to do it to them.
那很多人在等他教会里面最有名的那十个这样的领袖来做这样
的事。Forget waiting on the 10 leaders to do it to you. You start doing it to 3-4 people around you.
你现在就开始去对其他3-4个人做，忘掉还要等十个领袖来对你做什么。
Now being a spiritual father and mother is more than that, of course.
身为属灵父母亲当然不光做这几件事
But this simple commitment will change the environment of a local church radically over a few months
但就是单单做 这些很简单的事短短几个月之内这个整个教会的氛围会大大的改变
And so this simple step
这是很简单的步骤
Taking initiative to stop
去主动的停下来
Actually see the person
你真的看到这个人
Instead of going by
而不是这样匆匆越过
Just waitAnd express a little bit of interest.
然后你就表达你对他的兴趣。
Tell me how it's going in your life today.
你问他说你今天发生什么事。
Tell me how it's going at the work.
你的工作上如何。
How's it going at the family?
你家庭如何。
Even 30 seconds of that.
哪怕只有30秒。
I just want to encourage you, the Lord's hand is on you.
我就来鼓励他说神正在动工在你身
上。You know what you're doing at the marketplace? The Lord is honored by that.
就说就超越你刚刚说你在职场上所做的事情神正在祝福你。
And I just appreciate being able to connect with you for a few minutes.
我非常感谢我居然可以短暂的跟你连接。
30-second investment
就30秒的这样的一个投资
can change an entire spiritual family
就能够完全改变一个属灵的家庭
if the majority of the people will do that
如果这里面大部分人都这样做的话
well this is one simple shift that happened in IHOP in September because of our Chinese family
但就是因为这样的就九月以后华人家人来到我们当中我们就做了这个简单的一个转
变 well there's many things that a spiritual father and mother they do to the younger believers
当然属灵父母亲还做很多其他的事
now remember 30-year-oldOlds, your spiritual fathers and mothers to the 15-year-olds. So don't wait for someone to do it to you.
记得30岁哦，你就是15岁的那些人属灵父母亲，不要等别人来成为你的父母。
But the children, the spiritual sons and daughters, they have a responsibility as well.
但属灵的儿女，你同样有责任。
So I'm going to ask Reuben a few questions.
所以我来问 Reuben 几个问题。
Reuben, what do you think?Most spiritual sons and daughters are expecting from the fathers and mothers.
请问这个属灵父母属灵儿女大部分时候他最期待他的父母做什么事
Well, obviously there are different categories of young people.
当然了，年轻人有不同的种类。
And we have some that are seeking a biblical vision of spiritual fathers and mothers.
有一些人他们正在想按照圣经的角度来寻找属灵父母。
And others who have suffered emotional pain due to deficiency in their earthly parents.
但是呢，有些人是因为他在地上的父母亲的不足，他里面情绪很受伤害。
Of course, everything in between that spectrum.
还有在这两者当中的各种类型。
I know what the Lord has been doing in IHOP KC.
我知道在 IHOP KC 神在做的事。
Is He's renewing our vision for New Testament community.
他就是好像改变我们对于在新约里面一个团队的这个整体的一个概念。
But that doesn't include making our spiritual fathers and mothers fill an emotional void that our earthly parents could not fill.
但并不是说好像是要让我们的属灵父母亲要来填补我们地上父母亲没有给我们的那个感情上的需要。
So we must not miss the gift of the New Testament community.
所以我们不能够忘却到神在地上在新约里面给我们一个团体生活的一个重要。
As spiritual children seeking to have our spiritual parents somehow fulfill that void.
那很多属灵的儿女们会希望属灵父母能够填补那个空虚。
I think from a biblical standpoint, it's clear Matthew 28, the Great Commission, it's to make disciples.
那事实上呢，马太福音二十八章很清楚讲，就是第一个诫命是要来训练门
徒。You know, to make disciples.
就是要来培训
really is being a spiritual father and mother investing in younger believers. That's really what it is.
做门训其实就你要成为一个属灵的父母亲来培育一个年轻的属灵儿女。
That's right. So if I'm 18 or 33 like I am now,
我像我现在33岁
it is my glorious noble calling to invest in others.
就是对我来讲一个最荣耀的一个呼召就是我能够投资在别人身上
More than being a preacher or worship leader the dignity of my faith is that now I get to take what God has given and transfer it
就是我一个信仰上的一个最尊贵的一个呼召就是能够把我的信仰传递给任何一个人
I'm going to inject here you are a spiritual son and you are a spiritual father at 33 years oldmen like myself and John Elliott and others, we're investing in you and see you as a spiritual son to us.
就是你身为33岁你又是属灵父母又是属灵儿女然后毕牧师麦比口牧师跟其他牧师同样的投资在他的身上。
But we're also watching you be a spiritual father to the young ones in our midst.
但是我们也同时看到你自己成为其他年轻
孩子的属灵父母。So how do you balance being a son and a father in the spirit?
所以你这两个角色你怎么样平衡?
You do a good job.
你做得很好。
Yeah, I mean, it is sometimes difficult because we have this Western ideology to contend with.
就是的确有时候是不容易，因为我们有个西方的思想，彼此会有个争斗。
If I struggle with egocentrism, like I'm supposed to be served,
就是我如果在个自我中心里面，我觉得我应该是被服侍的。
Then I want people to sow into me, but I don't want to sow into others.
那我就希望别人投资栽种在我身上，而不是我投资在别人身上。
But of course, the biblical vision is that no matter what age you are, our calling is to emulate the servant of all.
那事实上呢，就是这按照圣经来讲，不管你哪个年龄，你都应该像仆人一样去服侍人。
Who came to serve and not be served?
就是你要服侍人，而不是被服侍。
Now I'm very grateful for Mike and many others who have mentored me.
我对于很多这样子好像来培育我门训我的像 Mike 我都非常的感谢
Without their investment I really would be way behind in my journey in the Lord
就是如果没有他们这样投资在我身上我其实我现在的这整个跟神的关系是远远落后的
But that doesn't exempt me from being the hands or feet of Jesus as a young man and investing in others
但是呢我其实身为年轻人我还是不可避免的需要在耶稣面前同时去投资在别人身上
What are some of the ways that you can invest in others?
就是你用哪些方法你可以投资在别人身上
Give a couple simple ways that you invest in younger believers as a spiritual father.
就是有简单的方法你怎么样投资在年轻的孩子们身上
Yeah, I mean, clearly it's what you mentioned earlier about showing interest and honor and affection.
就像你刚前面有提到的，就是你简单的来停下来尊荣他，或者对他表达兴趣。
Even the 30-second, the 1-minute little conversations make a difference in the people.
就是三十秒、一分钟的这样的一个对话，甚至对别人都有影响力。
Yeah, of course, because people are a deep longing of the human heart is to receive that kind of affirmation.
当然，因为在人心中最深的渴慕就是有人能够来肯定他。
And if you don't share it and you don't encourage one another, then the accuser of the brethren will come and insert lies.
就是我们如果不是彼此互相的鼓励的话，那个控告弟兄的人就会来到我们当中彼此控告。
I'm always surprised with the IHOP U students. I walk up to them and just spend 30 seconds, and that's.So much.
就我很惊异的就是每次我到就 IHOP 那个大学里面跟学生，我只不过讲三十秒钟，但产生的效果非常的大。
I'm genuinely interested in them, but that moment, I'm just being kind. I'm not trying to do something dramatic.
其实我就是真实对他们很有兴趣，所以我并不在那边故意做什么，我只是想要认识他们。
But the word of the Lord that's on all of our lips, when they receive that encouragement, it truly is transformative in a community.
就是所以当我们说出这样鼓励的话，真的他们领受了，那这整个这样的团队一个社区就整个改变了。
Again, I want to emphasize.
我要强调这一点。
These little 30 and 60 second investments.
看似很小的三十六十秒的这样一个投资。
Spiritual fatherhood and motherhood is much more than that, of course.
当然，属灵父母亲不光是做这件事。
But we've determined not to wait until the fullness of it comes. We want everyone to do the little things right now.
就是在那个好像个完满丰满的表达来到之前，我们希望每个人都做这么一点点小的事。
I want to quote a well-known passage.
我要再来讲一个非常有名的一个经文。
Acts chapter 2 verse 42.
就是使徒行传第二章四十二节。
Acts 2 verse 42.
使徒行传二章四十二节。
All of you know it.
你每个人都知道。
It says that the disciples.
就是这些门徒们,
they were devoted to four things.
他们就是委身在四件事。
They were devoted to hearing the teaching of the Word of God.
他们要聆听神的教导。
They were devoted to prayer.
祷告。
To the breaking of bread.
擘饼。
And to fellowship.
就彼此的相交。
Four things.
四件事。
Now here's the part that's very important.
这边有一部分很重要。
All four of them must be done in a person's life.For any of them to work effectively in their life.
就是在一个人生命当中，这个四样的事情必须同时的在进行，才能让这个有果效。我来解释。
Some people say I'm really into prayer, but I'm not into fellowship.
有些人说我真的投资在这样子祷告上，但我不是跟你一样有
团契。I would say your prayer life will be deficient. No, I'll say it the other way. Your prayer life will be enhanced.If you have dynamic fellowship with other people,
那我就会说，如果你跟其他信徒有相交，那你的祷告会更加的被提升。
And your fellowship with other people will be enhanced if you have a prayer life with the Lord.
同样的，你如果跟别人有相交，但是你有祷告，就会相交会更好。
Some groups say, "Well, we're really into teaching. We don't really do the prayer thing so much."
那有些人说，我致力于教导，我并不多那么多祷告。
And I say that your teaching of the Word of God will increase greatly if you interact with the Lord in prayer and interact with your brothers and sisters in fellowship.
那我会说你的教导会更加的卓越，如果你花更多时间祷告，而且跟弟兄们有相交。
The breaking of bread that they were committed to.
让他们委身于擘饼。
It means a call to re-examine their conscience in a regular way.
意思说，就叫他们固定定期的来重新省察他们的良
心。Because the breaking of bread was a time they stopped.And reflected on the air if there's any compromise in their life with God.
就是呢，意思说你会暂停，然后在神面前省察你有没有任何的妥协。
And they reflect, is there any broken relationship with my brothers?
他们会自省说，跟弟兄们是不是有破裂的关系。
So when you see breaking of bread, say reflection, is there compromise or is there division or a broken relationship?
所以就是说，当你讲到擘饼，就是说你是不是有妥协，或者跟人当中有分裂。
Some ministries will focus on two of those four things.
那有些事工只在这四个里面重视两个。
But I compare it to organs in your body.
那我把这些比之于你身体的器官。
If you take your liver out and put it on the table,
如果你把你的肝拿出来放在桌上。你的心脏,
your kidney,
你的肾,
they won't work if they're not connected together.
但他们如果彼此不互相交连的话，他没办法功能的。
You will not excel in teaching or being taught if you're not in dynamic fellowship with other people.
你如果没有跟别人有这样很好的团契的话，你不管是被教或者是教导，你都没办法很好。
If you connect to the Lord a little bit in prayer,
如果你的祷告里面跟神有点交通,
even a little bit,
哪怕只有一点点,
you will connect with one another a lot.Better. If I am content to live disconnected from the Lord, and you are disconnected from the Lord, I mean, we love Him, but we don't take time to talk to Him and develop the Mary of Bethany heart connect.
就是我们也许是爱神，但我们不花时间跟他培养这样一个玛利亚的这样的一个关系。
And then we want to be good friends and have fellowship.
但我们两个想成为一个好朋友。
Our fellowship will be very deficient if we're not connecting to the Lord on a regular basis.
那就是如果我们平常都没有固定跟神相交，那我们的团契是非常松
懈的。But if I'm sitting at the feet of Jesus a little bit on a regular basis.
但如果我哪怕是一点点更多在神的面前。
I don't mean 5 hours a day of prayer. That's not what I'm talking about.
我不是说一天祷告五小时。
Just a little bit.
就是一点点。
And He's doing it a little.
他也做同样的事。
Our fellowship is much stronger.
我们彼此的相交会更坚固。
And then our stronger fellowship makes us connect to the Lord better.
然后我们的这样坚固的友谊会更多的可以帮助我们跟神连接。
And then that makes us become better teachers and better students of the word.
那我们就可以更多成为好的老师，好的学生。
If you separate your kidney, heart, liver, they won't work together. They won't work if they're not connected together.
你把你各样不同的器官那样切割的话，它没办法一起的正常运作。
And so I want to remind you.
是吧？再次提醒各位。
That one of your great gifts of God as a spiritual family.
你身为一个属灵家庭一个很重要的一个。
Is the last 20 years of the emphasis and foundation this body has of intimacy with God.
就是你们过去二十年一直强调就是与神的亲密。
And IHOP, that's been one of our major emphases.
那也是我们 IHOP 的一个重点。
And some of our people mistakenly have a wrong conclusion.
但是有些人有个错误的结论。
Now that we're going to do homecoming and family.
他们觉得说，我们现在既然要做回家，
It's going to be a change. We're not going to do the same thing with the Lord.
他们就以为我们不再做过去神要我们做的事。
And I say, no, the family won't work this way if we're not staying connected this way.
我说家人不可能这样成型，除非我们持续过去跟神的这种关系。
And this local church family,
在这个地方我们这样的属灵的家
庭， You have a remarkable heritage of the last 20 plus years of emphasis on intimacy with God.
过去你们这么二十多年来，你们一直不断强调跟神的这样的亲密，这是一个。
This is what's going to help you walk out the homecoming reality because all four of those things must stay together.
因为讲你们的属灵产业会大大帮助你们做回家的事。
The teaching of the word,
就是神的话语的教导。
The fellowship, the homecoming with one another,
就是彼此相交，就是回家。
The prayer, Mary of Bethany heart connect,
就是第三个祷告，就是像玛利亚这样跟神的相连。
And the breaking of bread, the regular reflecting, is there areas of compromise and is there areas of broken relationship that I need to repair?
波饼就是在神面前，你是不是有各样的有不合一啊，或各样破裂的关系
？I'd like you to comment on some of that, or anything else that's on your heart related to this.
我请你有一点这有相关的这些分享。
Yeah, I mean, I agree heartily with this assessment of they are not mutually exclusive.
就是这四样东西的确不是说好像彼此排斥的。
You need all four, and I've seen it in my own life.
我在我生命里面，我看到这四样东西是怎么样运作。
You do become like those you are around.
就是你慢慢的，你真成为跟你旁边的人很相像的人。
And so, if you strive to be around people who are chasing after God and this deep intimacy, you become like that.
就是如果你周围的朋友他是这样子火热的这样去追随神的话，你就成为其中一个人。
I remember a period of time I left IHOP to serve a local church.
我记得有段时间呢，我就离开 IHOP， 我去在一个地方的就教会服事。
I was a godly man if I spent 20 minutes in prayer.
在这个地方，我如果二十分钟祷告，我就是个很圣洁的属灵的人。
Yeah, because I was the guy who prayed when he got to work. I prayed for nobody else was praying, but I was the godly one who would pray 20 minutes a day.
但是在那个教会里面，我是个敬虔的人，因为我一天祷告二十分钟就非常敬虔了。
When I'm at IHOP now, I mean we're doing 8 hours a day, but I couldn't do it if there's others in the room doing it with me.
但是呢，我在 IHOP， 我们一天要八个小时，所以我旁边如果没有这样的人，我就没办法做这事。
The gift of a hungry spiritual community is that they provoke you to godliness.
就是你如果在一个团队里面，他们是这样子向神能渴慕的话，他们就会刺激你起来对神同样渴慕。
And so when I read these four components to the New Testament church, I find it very true that it does affect each other.
所以新约里面讲到这四样东西的时候，我发现这是非常真实，这四样会彼此互相影响。
And the reason this is so important,
为什么这四点很重要？
Because with a homecoming emphasis by the Holy Spirit,
因为圣灵现在强调这个回家这样的事。
People can drift away from the regular teaching of the Word of God.
那有些人就可能会这样离开他原先神的教导。
Regular time with Jesus, talking to him even a little bit.
或者他固定跟神祷告的时间。
And a regular reflection of their heart, the breaking of bread, are they walking?In fellowship with the Lord in a real way.
就是他们也会忘却他原本在神面前的一个自省，跟神有这样的一个相交。
Because godly relationships is more than having entertainment together.
因为呢，敬虔的这样的一个谈
心关系。More than recreation together.
不是一起有这样娱乐或者有个愉快的时光。
Although I appreciate that.
虽然我当然也很喜欢这样。
But if we do that without interacting with the Word and touching the Lord a little bit.The recreation and entertainment, it won't touch our heart in the same way.
但如果我们不是花时间在神的话或者与神相交，我们即便有娱乐或享受，也不真的能够触摸到我们的心。
And I mean the recreation, entertainment, we're doing it together in the name of fellowship.
意思说我们好像说是一个团契的时间，但其实在娱乐。
I will connect much better to you if I stay connected to Him.
就如果我能够持续跟神连接，那我可以跟你的连接会更好。
So, Reuben, what are some of the responsibilities or responses that spiritual sons and daughters should have in their heart towards the older ones?
请问他就说，身为就是属灵的子女，在他里面应该有什么样的反应？
I want to say a couple of things about that because it's a very important point.
这是个很重要的一点，我想提到几件事。
The first is that we can't see spiritual fathers as a right that we have as spiritual sons.
就是我当我们看到属灵 父亲父母的时候，不应该觉得身为子女我有哪样的一些权利。
Now, what do you mean you can't see them as a right? What does that mean?
就是这句话是什么意思呢？
Yeah, you know, because we see it in scripture, we somehow have this expectation that spiritual fathers would be a certain way towards us.
因为在经文里面会觉得说属灵父母亲好像应该在某样的形态上。
So I expect you to invest in me so much so that you guarantee me a platform.
所以我就预期我的属灵父亲呢应该为我做几件事情，其中一个就是你要投资在我身上，而且给我一个平台。
This misplaced idea that you're guaranteeing me a calling.
而且你要保证我会有个呼召。
Anointing.
而且有恩膏。
And those kinds of things. It's just not biblical.
这些预期其实都是不合乎圣经的。
So you're saying some of the sons and daughters have...unreal expectations, and that hinders the process of connecting with the spiritual fathers and mothers.
所以意思就是说你在就是这些属灵的儿女里面有一些不实际的期待，以至于拦阻他们跟他属灵父母的连结。
It's not just unreal expectations, it's a flawed understanding of the scriptural biblical family.
所以这些想法不光是说不实际的预期，事实上跟圣经教导是完全是个错谬。
We live in this interesting time where Christianity is not only popular, but it's sanctioned in this culture.
就说好我们现在回来这个时代就是很特别，就是我们的信仰好像不仅很受欢迎，事实上是很多人是在查看的。
So the top 10 leaders, I only want one of them to invest in me, but the someone that nobody knows, oh no, I'm better than that.
就是说好像有这样十个领袖，我只要他们几个来投资在我身上，其他领袖算了，因为我比他们都好。
That's just not biblical, because there was no platforms in that time.
就是说呢，在那个时候并没有所谓平台的时候，所以并不是就是刚所那个概念其实不合乎圣经。
So wrong expectation will hinder the connect.
Exactly.
就是说，他说对的，没错，就是
错误的期待。What are some other responses that the spiritual sons and daughters should be prepared with?
Well,
错误的期待其实是不合乎圣经的，而且会拦阻关系。那麦牧师就问他说，那还有哪些其他的一个反应是对的？
Yeah, I mean, first of all, spiritual sons need to be teachable.
第一个属灵儿女你应该是能受教的。
I'm a dad, right? I have two little kids.
我是个父亲，两个小小孩。
And I'm trying to teach them not to touch the hot stove.
我教他们怎么样去不要碰那个很烫的炉子。
If they're arrogant and saying, I can do what I want,
如果他们很傲慢说我想做我想做的事，
it drives us parents crazy.
那父母亲就会怎样疯掉了。
Well, as a spiritual father, you don't have the familial relationship.
但是身为属灵父亲，你不见得跟他有这么熟悉的关系。
And if the spiritual son isn't teachable, then it's really a wasted investment of time.
那但是所以身为属灵儿女，你如果没有受教的心，其实是在浪费时间。
But not only teachable, a spiritual son must be faithful.
Faithful to what? Oh, oops. Go ahead.
那另外他就必须属灵儿女必须是忠心。那在什么事上忠心呢？
Faithful in what sense?
什么意思呢？
In a couple of senses, number one, faithful to the Lord.
第一个像向主是忠心的。
It's, for example, I'm leading worship and I'm mentoring a couple of young worship leaders.
举例说，我现在是在带敬拜，而且我也就帮助几个敬拜主
领。He's a good worship leader.
他是个非常好的敬拜主领。
He's got a great voice.
他非常好的声音。
He really does.
他真的是很棒。
But when I'm investing them, I waited for them to pursue me.
当我这样投资在他们身上，我等他们怎么样起来追逐我。
Because we have this culture in the millennial generation where that no, everyone pursues me, you know, as a young man.
那身为年轻人，他们这个时代，他们想要说你要来追我。
But I wanted to make sure they understand I'm not going to invest in you unless you have a reach for the things of God.
但事实上我告诉他们很清楚，就除非你自己想要认识神的一些事，否则我不会花时间在你身上。
Now, that doesn't mean I don't encourage them and affirm them and love on them. It just means I'm not going to spend too much time with them.
代表的意思我不会花很多的时间在你身上，但是同样我还是会鼓励你爱你。
So faithful to the Lord.
Faithful to the Lord.
所以对神忠心。
But also faithful to the cause that we're doing together.
而且呢，会对于说我们在一起的这个目标，它是忠心的。
The best relationships of spiritual fathers and sons happen in the act of serving the Lord.
就是父子属灵 父女的这种关系最好的时候是他们一起来服侍神
For example, if Mike is mentoring me
就好像说的牧师如果正在这样子门训我
And he's always in the prayer room, he really is
他总是在那个祷告室里面
But I never show up
但如果我从来不显现
Then the relationship will start to drift apart because we do not have the same vision
那我们彼此关系就慢慢会分开，因为我们没有同样的意向。
But if you don't show up, I'll knock on your door.
他是说，如果他不出现的话
，Ruben, where have you been?
就是 Ruben， 你去哪里？我会去敲门。
No, but that's what happens is that if I am faithful to serve the vision of my spiritual parents，
就是我如果忠心的去实现来服侍我属灵父母他的意向。
Then the natural consequences, there's this transfer that goes beyond words.
那就很自然会有个转移，是你没办法用言语的方式来表达。
I mean, just watching Mike sometimes get on his knees or go around and affirm other people in the prayer room, it's teaching me more than his sermons or that his conversations.
很多时候我看到 Mike 牧师怎么样，好像跪下来祷告，或者他走到人面前去鼓励他，这个都胜过他在讲台上所教导的。
But you do like my sermons.
那他问说，你是不是喜欢我的教导？
Front row every time.
That was a joke.
这是个玩笑哈。
I do. But that's part of the way that this happens. Transfer is more than a message. It's joining arms together in the work of Christ as we await the day of His appearing.
就是我们同心协力一起来期待他再来的日子。
So it's faithfulness.
所以要一个忠心。
It's also service, serving one another.
就彼此的这样子互相的服侍。
And it's having the right expectations.
还有就是有个对的期待。
It means not too high, too unrealistic.
不是说很高很不实际的预期。
Yeah, we have to anchor ourselves in the fact of First John chapter 3.
就是约翰一书第三章。
Behold, what manner of love is this that we are all called children of God?
就神的爱是何等大，我们居然都被称为神的儿女。
That we are all children of one Father.
我们都是一位父亲的孩子。
So Mike is not a mediator now between me and God.
所以呢 ，Mike 牧师不是好像我跟神当中一个中介而已。
Whenever you insert mediators, you start idolatry on a whole other level.
所以你把他帮助其中的当中，像中介一个媒介一样，当中你就会有一个偶像的崇拜。
No, he's a forerunner in his walk with the Lord, transferring wisdom and understanding so that I don't trip.
就是他身为一个先锋者，他这样子持续追求神所产生出来的智慧，帮助我不会半跌。
But together we're committed to this heavenly vision of dwelling and abiding with Christ.
但一起呢，我们就一开始进入这个，就是好像个属天的这样的一个意象。
So spiritual fathers and spiritual sons can have a truly vibrant relationship.
所以就属灵父母跟属灵孩子有个非常活泼。
And again, we're talking mothers and fathers, daughters and sons. We're talking male and female each time. Yes.
每一次我们提的其实都是两性，就是男的、女的、父亲、母亲、儿子、女儿。
But we have access to this wonderful biblical community, and we can go further together than alone.
但我们可以在这个很棒的团队里，我们可以一起，所以胜过于我们一个人独自往前走。
But typically, sons have flawed expectations, and that's what's ruined the relationship in the church.
那很多属灵儿女的确常常就会有个错误的期待，以至于就破坏掉我们的关系。
One of the great hindrances, I believe, to spiritual fathers and mothers doing their responsibility.
那很多时候就是我发现有一个对属灵父母亲一个很大的一个拦阻。
Is that they're waiting for permission or they're waiting for a position in the church.Before they start taking initiative to be a spiritual father.
他们在等教会给他这样的一个认可，或者好像教会给他一个位置，让他去成为一个属灵父母。
I want to say that again.
我要再说一次。
That in our community in Kansas City.
在我们 Kansas City 那个地方。
We have many godly men and women.
那边有非常多敬虔的
男男女女。From age 30 to 80, many of them in that age bracket.
很多人是在30到80岁当中。
And I'm calling all of them to function as spiritual fathers and mothers.
我呼召他们起来，全部都成为属灵父母。
Again, the 30-year-olds, they receive from fathers, but they are a father too.
30岁的人，他们从父亲得到帮助，但同时也是身
为父亲。We have many godly people in that age.
在那个年龄当中，有非常多敬虔的人。
But many of them are waiting for me to come up and say, "Hey, would you go invest in those two people?"
那很多人在等我说，我到他面前说，哎，你愿不愿意投资在另外这几个人
？And they would say yes.
他们说好的。
And I say, "No, don't wait for me to tell you to do that."
我会告诉他们说，你不要等到我跟你说你才去做这件事。
Take initiative to do it without me giving you permission in a special way.
就是你主动去做这个事情，不用等我给你这样的一个许可。
Don't wait for me to recognize you doing it. Start doing it right now.
不要等到我认出你的位置，然后你才去做，你现在就去。
And others, they go, oh, okay, I never thought about that.
他们说，哦，突然没想到，哦，好好好。
So this idea of people waiting to get permission or waiting to get a position in the church.
就在教会里面，你想要得到一个许可或者一个好一个位置这样的一个想法。
The man says, "If you make me an elder, I will start pursuing people."
那有些人说，如果你让我身为一个教会的一个长老，那我就开始这样就可以去帮助人。
I said, "We will never make you an elder till you pursue people for several years on your own."
那我们说呢，除非你这样子做了几年，我才会让你成为长老。
And many godly people are waiting for a position or permission before they start investing.These little tiny, I mean, these small investments in other people.
所以在没有得到许可或者一个位置之前，他们不会去小小的去投资在人的身上。
That's a big hindrance.
这是一个极大的一个拦阻。
But just the simple shift of mindset of people taking initiative to express interest, honor, and affection in people.That will change an entire community.
就可以小小的一个思想的转变，你开始主动的对人表示感谢、有兴趣，或者去鼓励他，就会完全改变。
When I look at the number of mature saints in this building right now,
当我现在看到我们当中有多少这样成熟的弟兄姐妹
，If every one of you,
如果你们当中每一位
would in a new way,
好像用个新的方式
，in a greater way,
用个更棒的方式
，take initiative to express a little bit of interest, a little bit of honor, a little bit of affection.In some younger believers.
如果你主动的开始对比较年轻的世代，对他们表示有兴趣，你鼓励他们，你尊荣他们。
Now I realize many of you are doing it right now. So
我知道你们很多人已经开始做这样的事。
But if everyone did it a little bit more,
如果每个人都稍微再多做一点
，the young people in this local church would just be touched by this dramatically.
那这个教会里面的新下一代人就会大大的被改变。
Don't wait.Tell the meeting to come up on the stage and do it. Do it. Call them on the phone. Take them out for coffee. Talk to them in the parking lot. Just little investments.
你不需要等到在讲台上才做这个事。你可以带他去喝咖啡，在那个停车场跟他聊聊天，打个电话给他都可以。
And don't limit it to the young people that come to this congregation.
而且不要只是限制于说来到这个会众当中这些年轻人。
Many of you are in the marketplace.
很多人你们在职场。
Or you have young people in your neighborhood.
或在你邻舍当中有年轻人。
Just take a step back.
你就这样退后一步。
Say Holy Spirit, just highlight some young people too. I can invest in just short investments, small investments.
你请圣灵来好像点出是哪一个，你可以这样稍稍在他们身上做投资的。
You don't have to wait until you make a big investment in one person.
你不用等那个机会，你要大大的投资在某个人
身上。Those moments will come.
这样的时刻会来到。
I have a number of young people. I make a big investment, but I have many, many young people that I make little ones, but I just do little one all the time.
就是我的确有几个这样的年轻人，我有个大投资，但事实上我就在很多的年轻人上我做小小的投资。
And don't think the little ones are unimportant. They really do make a difference.
你不要想说小投资是不重要，其实产生的效果很大。
So if several hundred of you,
如果我们当中几百位
said I'm going to commit today,
你说我今天要委身。
I mean a couple times every day.
每一天就那么几次。
I'm going to notice somebody.
我开始留意某一位。
I might only spend 30 seconds talking to them.
也许只花三十秒时间跟他说话。
But I'm going to do this a couple times every day.
但是每一天我要做这几件事。
I'll do it when I'm in the building.
我在这个建筑物里面。
I'll do it on the phone and I'll call. Hey, I just want to call you, brother Bill and our brother Bill. Was there Bill here? No, anyway, and just say, hey, I just want to tell you, I'm praying for you. I'm thinking about you. Hey, how did that job interview go? Just a little 90-second conversation.
就是你这个打个电话跟他说，哎，我现在打电话给你，你的工作怎么样？你的面试如何？我只想要来关怀你。
Or maybe at the marketplace, just two or three times a day for 30, 60, 90 seconds.
或者在你工作的地方，你就是短短的时间，三十秒、六十秒。
That commitment right there will shift many, many things.
那这样短这样一小小的尾身，其实会改变很多的事。
And it will lead to deeper commitments and more intensive mentoring relationships.
那事实上，这会导致我有更多、更多、更深的相交，还有很重要的这样的一个门训。
And so I want to encourage you to really value that.
所以我会鼓励你们每一位，你们要真的很重视这件事。
I've been pastoring 40 years.
我这样身为牧者40年。
And I see this very common.
我常常看到这件事情。
The people are waiting to be pursued.
很多人等着被人来找。
They come and sit in the church.
他们坐在教会里。
They sit on row 10 for 10 years in a row. That's good. And they, 10 years later, I have no friends. This church is not friendly. I have been here for 10 years in that chair and nobody comes to me. He's waiting for someone to pursue him. Very, very common. It's the same everywhere. I go to him. Go pursue the person in row 11. Turn around. Look him in the eye. My name is Bill. Tell me about you. And he goes, I go, it's easy to do. Well, I don't have your personality. That's hard for me. Have you asked the Holy Spirit for strength to turn around to row 11 and introduce yourself to that person? No, I've never asked the Holy Spirit for that. I've asked him for dreams and visions and the power to heal the sick. Ask him for the strength to reach out for 30 seconds to somebody that you don't know. I realize most people, that's a big challenge. But the Holy Spirit says, I'll help you if you ask me to help you. So I say, Bill, you don't need to spend the next 10 years in isolation sitting on row 10. Waiting for someone to pursue you. Go pursue a few people. And so what Bill does often, he goes to the main leader on the platform. Hey, can I take you to dinner? I go, don't go to the main leader, go to the guy on row 11. The main leader looks at his schedule, I'm too busy. Bill says, I tried, it doesn't work in this church. I go, don't pick the main leader on the platform, pick somebody nobody talks to. And start slow. Say a few kind words to them. Ask them a few questions about their life and their heart. Ask them how they met the Lord and how the Lord has touched them. Show interest in that person. Don't wait for that person to show interest in you. And so Bill sits on row 10. For 10 years, doesn't talk to anybody. Then he's mad at the church because the church is not friendly. It's very common all over the world, this idea. They walk in. I have the right for somebody to chase me down and get to know me. Here I am. Well, this is not a friendly church. I go, Bill, you're the one who's supposed to be friendly. Well, I went to the main leader on the platform. He won't talk to me. Forget him. Talk to the person on row 11 who nobody's talking to. So I am urging people, don't wait to be pursued. Start pursuing in little baby steps, just little ways. So Bill says, okay, I'll try it. So he pursues a few people. They don't respond in a real good way immediately. Bill says, they're not treating me good. It's not working. I go, Bill, get your mind off yourself and get interested in them, not how they're going to give you honor back. Forget that for right now. I say, take the next year. And don't worry about them honoring you. You just keep honoring them. Because Bill says, I'll pursue him if very soon he starts honoring me, then it works. I said, no, you're still doing it for yourself. Do it for him. And we're seeing that mindset shift at IHOP. People are being convinced if they pursue somebody, even if they don't get it back, It's still the kingdom of God.
就是我们当中越来越多人深信说，我去尊荣别人，哪怕对方的回应不好，这还是关乎神的国。
And that's a simple way that our community, the spirit of our ministry is shifted.
那这是很简单的，但是我们整个事工背后这个灵就开始有个改变。
So I want to have everybody stand up.
所以我邀请每一位都起立。
I'm not going to embarrass you, don't worry.
我不会让你好像很窘困。
I'm not going to make you look someone in the eye that you don't know and say I love you.
我不会让你跟一个不认识的人眼对眼说我爱你。
You know, sometimes some of our people say, grab the hand of the person next to them, tell them you love them. I go, no, don't make them do that.
有些人说你就抓你旁边那个人手上告诉他说我爱你。我说不要不要。
Not so strong. Let's go
softer. 不要这么强烈，慢一点。
Oh, that's good. I love that you love me.
我很喜爱你们爱我。
I love to be loved.
我也很喜欢被爱。
我爱你，我爱你，我爱你。
I love you, I love you, I love you.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to get in groups of 3 to 5, we're going to pray. You don't have to hold hands.
我们三四个人成为一个小组，你不需要牵手。
You can if you want, but when someone grabs my hand, I go, no, I don't want to hold hands.
你也可以握手，但是你可以自由。
I want to talk to you, but I don't want to hold hands right now.
我愿意跟你讲话，可是不愿意跟你牵手。
That's okay.
这是可以的。
Unless it's you, then I want you, there you go, and you, there you go. But I want us to pray for maybe a couple moments.
也许我们就花点时间来祷告。
And we're going to ask the Lord, you're going to pray for somebody in the group instead of pray for yourself.
就是你不是为你自己祷告，而是为你这个团队里面的另外一位祷告。
And you're going to ask the Lord, Lord, I don't know his name, this guy I'm in the group with.
就是哈，我不太知道这个弟兄的名字。
But I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to touch him, to give him new eyes to see people in a different way.
我祷告说神，你给他一个新的眼光，让他可以看周遭人都不再一样了。
So I would like, all of us in the group, you don't have to pray out loud if you don't want.
你如果不想要，你不需要大声的祷告。
Some people that makes them nervous, I understand.
有些人可能一大声祷告，他会紧张。
But just praying for one another that we would take initiative and see God's heart for other people we don't know.
就是我们让彼此互相祷告，就是我们愿意主动的开始去认识神怎么看这些人。
This will cause an increase of the homecoming spirit to keep increasing more and more.
就会让我们当中我们这个回家的氛围会越来越浓厚。
Now, I realize many of you are very mature in this, so this is very natural.
我知道我们当中很多人是非常成熟，所以这样做对你们很容
易。But others of you, this is new. You've never actually prayed for somebody to have new understanding, a new initiative.New strength to do this.
但是我们当中有些人从来没有做这样祷告，就是让对方好像有个能够愿意主动，然后带着一个新的眼光去做。
So instead of praying for yourself, just pray for the guy in the blue shirt that's in the circle with you.
就是说，我们就是不要再为你自己祷告，而是为你。
You can ask their name if you don't know them.
你可以问对方的名字。
And maybe make groups of 4 or 5 people, and 2 or 3 of you pray out for the other ones around, and just do this for a few minutes.
就是我们四五个人一起，其中有两三个人做出这样的祷告。
And I think the Lord is going to surprise you with these simple little prayers. He's going to answer them, and things are going to increase.
所以你会很惊讶的发现，就这么简单的祷告，就会感觉到这整个
氛围会提升。But before we do that, do you have any other thing you want to say? Because we'll end with this.
Yeah, I think the main point that I see is that the gift of a New Testament family, it starts with us being willing to be vulnerable and reach out.
所以我觉得这个重点就在新约里面，我们讲那个家庭里面讲，就一切都开始于我愿意成为一个好像赤裸敞开的人，愿意给予。
We cannot, as Mike said, we cannot wait for this, or we will be robbed of that which we've been gifted by God.
就是我们不能等着别人来找我们，否则我们就会剥夺掉神要给这个家庭的这样一个事情。
We must pursue one another and encourage one another, and that builds the body of Christ.
我们要彼此去寻找对方，而且要彼此鼓励，这样就可以建造出神的家。
But every time it starts with that risk of going and saying hi.
但每次我们去跟每个人打招呼时，其实会有一个好像一个危险。
And I just really feel like the Chinese, because you've gifted us with such a revelation.
但因为你们是从华人家人，我们得到这样的一个开启。
That the Lord wants to release more of that to this community.
所以神渴望能够释放更多的开启在这个家庭里面。
And lead us in this greater understanding of what it means not just to love one another, but to suffer together as we await His day.
然后带领我们所有家人一起说，我们将来不仅是彼此相爱，而且可以一起受苦。
Okay, so we're going to get in groups of 4 or 5 or six, something like that.
所以他们四四五位。
Just go ahead and turn around to the people behind you.
你就这样子，就在你转身在附近。
If you don't know them, you can ask them your name if you want to.
如果不知道名字，你们互相讲自己的名字。
Ask them if they have a prayer request.
问他们说有没有一个任何代祷的事项。
But specifically pray for the person in the circle that God would give them a new vision to see people.
那呢特别特别要专注说你为他祷告神给他一个新的意象可以看到人
Amen, we'll just end with that. The worship team can come up if they want. Yeah.